It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. O'Reilly's Auto parts, better prices every day. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It is Saturday. That means the only program you really want to pay attention to is the one you've just tuned into. I'm radio man Dan Diker. That's Paul Reichert. That's Billy Doc Niles. This is the Days Ed Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Cool Gold, also coolgold1460.com. And pick up your cell phone. It's on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Just type in WBOG and
talk to Alexa.
You can also talk to Alexa, which we found out from one of our Indiana people here a couple of weeks ago. Tell you what, I need to expound on something that I'd said on Facebook last week.
What did you do?
It wasn't naughty.
Okay.
But some people kind of misconstrued what I said. Somebody asked me on Monday that was at the races at La Crosse Speedway, man, what did you think about those races? And I said, I'll tell you what, every race at the La Crosse Speedway this year has been action-packed and simply fantastic. Do you guys agree?
Yes.
There has not been maybe one runaway victory in a feature. Otherwise, we've had contested features every week.
Well, somebody had to put on Facebook, oh, so you're saying that La Crosse Speedway runs sucky shows the past 12, 13 years you've been there. No, that's not what I was saying at all.
Another keyboard warrior?
Yeah. From a fan's point of view and an announcer's point of view, every race is a fun night for me. I don't care if the race takes an hour or 6 hours. I don't care. I'm just passionate about what I do. What I was trying to say was pretty much being a race fan at the same time, and you and I did this on the radio talking about this.
Yep.
Every race this year has had people up out of their seats. We've had, I can't remember the last time we've had so many side-by-side finishes.
We even hear some boos, so you know people are passionate about what's going on.
You've had
there.
Many races won from people out of the back row. Chris Webber almost did it in the Sportsman Feature last week. Mm-hmm. Penske did it 2 weeks ago in the 6-for-6 dash. So, no, I was not knocking any other year at the La Crosse Speedway. I was just saying as a fan, man, has it been great this year.
The racing's been phenomenal this year. And, you know, the car counts are good. I mean, it could be a little bit better in a couple divisions, but still, I mean, the action, it's door-to-door, bumper-to-bumper, a little too close on a couple of occasions this week, but still, you can't beat the action that we've been putting out there. They've been putting out a phenomenal product. They always put out a phenomenal product, but it just seems to be, you know, the racing just seems to be a lot closer this year.
Coming up on today's program, we're going to talk to a couple of sportsman drivers and a lacrosse street stock driver. Johnny Grosskopf, is going to join us, as is Chris Scrady, both sportsman drivers at the Speedway. Smalls will be in later in the program. Jonathan Burbach won his first feature ever, which I really had to think back.
That's shocking.
I thought he had at least two or three out there in the street stocks. He's going to join us. He'll also be on the TV show, Seven Rivers Racing, coming up this week. One of the original historical drivers to go with Dick Trickle and Tom Reffner. The third one we finally tracked down.
It's been a dream interview. I've been wanting to do this for a couple of years. Finally caught up with him at the Dick Trickle Memorial Project when they unveiled the statue. The Black Knight, the legendary Hall of Famer, Johnny Bagman, will be joining us later in the show. And, what a gracious man, you know, to take the time out to talk to us. And really cool interview, and looking forward to playing this here later in the show.
That was at the Dick Trickle Memorial. They also bought me a couple of beers afterwards. We thought that was kind of cool. Paul Reichert will have his race. What is it called, Paul?
Reichert's Race Rewind.
That'll be coming up as well. Now, who says short track racing is losing its luster? Who says short track racing is dead? We hear it all the time. We see it on Facebook and social media all the time. Can you believe, maybe you don't follow us as much as I do because I'm announcing there on Father's Day, the response that the Midwest is giving the Father's Day ARCA Midwest Tour Midwest Trucks, Mid-American Stock Cars, Vintage Series, and Indy Vintage Series at the Milwaukee Mile has been huge.
It's, yeah, it's, I mean, you've been, I've seen your phone, the text message you've been getting, asking about ticket sales. I believe there's a bunch of sections sold out already.
Yeah.
Right down the main straight by the start finish line. This is going to be awesome. I mean, I'm kind of sorry I'm going to miss it.
Matter of fact, I got to show you a picture that I just got today because I also want to run over the schedule.
Okay, quick, everybody run to your radio. He's going to show you this picture.
I got to show you guys this. This is the original Dan Navarstad Mike Miller Dairyland Transport car that will be running in the Vintage Series this year.
Yeah, he's been running that at the LaCrosse Fairgrounds Speedway at Oktoberfest.
That picture was at LaCrosse, too.
Yep, he's been running it at Oktoberfest the last couple of years. I think he even hit the podium 2 years ago with that car.
Some of the entries we have been seeing outside of the ARCA Midwest Tour have been outstanding. I mean, we're talking, and then this past week, the Mid-Am's opening up, said all area sportsmen can drive. They put the weight on there. They put the tire on there. There's no changes they have to make. Now, Brad Worth and half of Dells Raceway Park, I can't wait to see what comes out of LaCrosse. That Mid-Am / sportsman race is going to be loaded.
You know, that would be perfect for somebody like Weber because, let's face it, Weber's car is a rocket. He's been the fast qualifier every week at LaCrosse. And you see him go through the field twice this week, and he's always at the front by the end of the race, and that would be a really good testing ground for somebody like Weber out of LaCrosse.
Billy Preitzel put it out there the best. At Madison this year, the big contentious issue was whether sportsmen could run with the Mid-American Stock Car Series. Jason Toma showed everybody in the world, yes, they can, because he beat them in his sportsman car at Madison when we opened up the Joe Shear Classic this year. Now with some of the other subtle changes that are coming out there, the Franklin Flyer even put a long paragraph on Facebook and says, I don't care what kind of sportsman you got. You need help, call me. I will help you out. Let's get about 60 of them cars out there. And I would not be surprised if they get close to 40.
Yeah, that would be something else to that larger field.
Another one would be like Dan Gilster. Gilster, who's run Mid-Am with his old sports car.
Well, remember he had the shoulder carved out, though, so he won't be back till Fest. I wonder if someone would actually get that car.
Tom Leafy would look good behind the wheel of that car.
Whatever happened to Jimmy Crack Corn's car? Does he still have that, the black 33?
I haven't seen Jimmy in a couple of years.
I was at some of the June Dairy Days parade when Jesse and I were doing that last week. And we were sitting across the street enjoying some beverages. So, ARCA Midwest Tour, just Google search him. Find him on Facebook. The posters are out all over the place. Ticket sales are going on. I'm lucky that I found two hotel rooms for my group with Paul going and for Drew Krebick and his group going. This thing is going to be simply huge. Saturday they will have practice for the Mid-Ams, trucks, vintage cars, vintage Indy and ARCA Midwest Tour. Then they're going to have street drags that night. Make a whole weekend of this thing at the Milwaukee Mile. Excuse me, Sunday, pit gates open at 7, tire sales at 7, tech is at 7, these are all AM, chapel service at 8:45, driver's meeting at 9, spectator gates open at 9:30, and rotating practice also begins at 9:30. Racing will start at 1 o'clock. So, Google search it. It's out there. I am looking so forward to not only announcing 3 of these series, but to just go there as a race fan to be at the Milwaukee Mile because I have never seen but one race there.
Yeah, I've only seen 2 races there, so it's a phenomenal place, a historical place. If you've never been to the Milwaukee Mile, next Sunday is the place is the time to get there and check it out.
Also found out that when you go through the tunnel, you know how you get through you go underneath the track and come up in the pits. They won't allow. There's no four-wheelers or golf carts in the pits, so you and I are going to be putting in a lot. I'm only going to the pits once.
Yeah.
You guys are going to come back skinny.
I'm going to come back skinny, burnt, and probably less another knee and maybe some ankle problems.
And no voice.
That's going to be rough. But, man, we're so looking forward to this thing. Go out and support it. I'll tell you what. You want to say short track racing's on a decline? I beg to differ because my Facebook has been melting over this huge race coming up on June 16th, which is Bombers Day. When we come back, let's get the sportsman drivers involved. They're going to be next on 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Thomas Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, it's fan photo night. Come early for pictures and autographs. Then see the mods, the sportsmen, the hobby stocks, and a full night of racing.
For schedules and more information, go to thomaspartaspeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday night racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. It is Saturday. The racing continues. Gets even hotter to La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway tonight. We hope to see a whole bunch of people out there well hydrated. That's Billy Doc Niles. That's Paul the Penguin Reichert. I'm radio man Dan Dyker. Gave Billy a chance to get loose in the pits last weekend and get caught up on a couple of sportsman drivers. One we've talked to several times since he's been back running a hobby stock, now a sportsman this year. And one that has not been back at the La Crosse Speedway, I want to say it's been about 4, 5, 6 years, because the last time he was there to run Oktoberfest, and before that, hadn't been there for quite a while. We all know John Groskopf got into that nasty with Jeff Thompson 2 weeks ago, coming out of turn four. Johnny G had to jump into a new sportsman this past weekend, which is your old typical sportsman, Monte Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Billy Doc Niles pulled him aside and had a little bit more to find out about Johnny G this year.
He is running for rookie either in the sportsman class this year at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. It's the 85 of John Groskopf. And first of all, John, let's go back to last year. Came back to racing after a long layoff in the Thunderstock class last year and looked like he had a lot of fun, picked up some wins, and got the old juices flowing again.
Yes, we did. It was fun. We did get some wins and a little successful in that division. Looking back, that was a lot of fun. This year, a lot more work.
We'll get to that in a minute here, but you had a really long layoff here. How long was it between your last race and up to your first race last year?
It was 17 years from when I laid off in 17 till I... At 2000 was the last year I ran.
You know, and one of the nice things I liked about last year was almost nostalgic seeing you and Danny Gallagher running side by side there for a heat win one night. That had to bring back some memories.
It did. It did. See some of the old veterans is fun. There's a lot of new faces and a lot of fast guys. So seeing some old guys back in there, it's fun to see.
So what prompted the decision to jump up to a sportsman this year?
Kind of proved to myself, I guess, I could do it. Not quite sure that we're doing that, but we're working at it.
Now, that's a steep learning curve, obviously. Obviously, you're going from full-size cars are the same, but a lot of different intricacies when it comes to setting the cars up.
Correct. Yeah, seems from 10, 15 years ago, cars have really got a lot more sophisticated. It takes a lot more money and a lot more experience.
Now, obviously, 3 weeks in is not a very good proving ground, but, man, last week was not something you expected.
No, I didn't, especially after the heat. The heat car felt real good. Had a little bit of push coming in, and Jesse Green and I played for a little bit. I just thought it was fair to stay off of his side. We were rubbing pretty good, and I felt it fair to let him run and follow him, see if I could stay with him.
So, and then we go to the feature, and the unthinkable happens. Two laps in, take us through that accident, because that was pretty nasty looking from our side. How was it from your side?
Yeah, it was something I guess you don't imagine experiencing. It's definitely worse than it looks when you're in the car, and everything happens within just seconds. So your response time is very important.
So obviously you don't have your primary car here tonight. You got a backup car. Where did this one come from?
This is a car that's been sitting for a while. It's an old Rosendahl car. It's a pretty much the old school setup, so we'll see what it'll do.
How are repairs coming on the primary car? Are we going to see that again this year?
Possibly. It's got to be stubbed and a lot of money put in it, so I think we're gonna put a different car out here. Maybe the end of the season we'll have that car back out.
All right, and obviously Rookie of the Year is your primary goal. Is that just, even with this car, you still have a shot at that?
Well, I guess you never give up till it's over, Bill, so we're going to see what happens here. We're not too far behind. We've had bad luck for 3 weeks. We're only 6 points behind him, so I don't think it's
early in the season, man.
Yep, I don't think there's an issue there.
All right, as we do with everybody before we end every interview, we give you a chance to talk about your sponsors and let everybody know who's helping you out this year.
Yeah, we did well this year on sponsorship. We got 9 sponsors. They're all pretty much close and good friends here to support what we do. So we got Bernie's Radiator, and we've got I can't even think of a
yeah, they're not on this car today because you just got this one ready to go.
Yeah,
but
we got Iron Physique Gym. I mean, it just goes on and on. They're all close friends, good friends, and they're here to support.
That's Sportsman Rookie John Groskopf going for Rookie of the Year. Best of luck to you the rest of the season, John.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
So it's nice to meet Johnny G when you have stables of two sportsmen. And you remember, during the wintertime, he also bought a Modified, which is still under the tarp in his yard that I pass every single day on the French Islands. So I want to thank Johnny G for stopping by. Chris Grady found himself not only with a fantastic finish during the feature last week, but he now finds himself 5th in points, which he told me a couple of nights ago he's totally shocked to see his name in the top 5. He's only 36 out behind Thompson, Hesselberg, Niles, and Lethe. So he's kind of right there in his brand-new car, built it from ground up. Last time he raced was Oktoberfest for Rob Kern when he was in the Rockland Rocket.
That's
about
right.
3 or 4 years ago.
I remember that.
And then before then, it had been a little bit longer. But Billy Doc Niles tracked him down to the pits. Now, this was pre-race. We should be quick to get post-race because Cricks would have been a lot happier finishing where he did in the feature.
That's right. He has run many classes here at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. It's Chris Grady. And, Chris, before we talk about what you got going on here, let's go back a ways. I mean, you've dabbled in just about everything here at the Speedway.
Yeah, you know, we started out in Thunderstocks and ran everything all the way up through late models and super late models and took a little break, and now we're back here in the sportsman division.
Well, talk about those days. You had some moderate success at each level, nothing at what people would call earth-shattering or career-making, but still was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it was a blast. You know, I regret not running sportsman another full season. We were so close to a championship that year, and we already had a late model waiting on us, and car owner wanted to sell, so that was just kind of the deal, but the sportsman division was always my favorite out of all of them that I've ran, and I think I was the most competitive in that division, and that's kind of why we ended up back here.
Now, for a while there in sportsman, you even had a teammate I think for like 2 or 3 years. Talk about the fun you two had together.
Yeah, you know, Troy Anderson was a teammate of mine for a couple years. Scott Beckler was a teammate of mine for a couple years. And, yeah, we had a blast racing. I mean, anytime you can race with your close friends and work on the cars together and battle each other on the track is a good time.
Okay, so you took some time off. What'd you do when you took your time off?
Rode a lot of Harley, went camping, bought some horses, you know, a little bit of everything. Enjoyed life a little bit and tried to stay away from the racetrack because every time I'd come here, it would make me miss being in the seat of a race car. And then we started showing up more and more and finally decided it was time to put another deal together.
And then you did put a deal together with Rockland Rocket, Rob Curran. How did that come about?
Yeah, we were talking one night. We still had a late model laying around that we were gonna, that was legal for here finally. And I was going to put that together. And we just got to talking one night. And he said, forget that late model. Just come drive for me and let's get my car back on the track. And I thought, well, yeah, it's probably a little less work, but it ended up being a lot more work, but we had a good time for those races that we ran together.
And now we come to this beautiful lookalike car. Talk about this car and this paint job.
Yeah, we put together a deal with Ben Worthington one night sitting around a campfire. and decided that we kind of wanted to partner in this deal. And so we just started a car shop, and we found this and kind of put together a deal with a crate motor in it. I've never ran a crate motor. I don't know that anybody else down here has one, so it's been a bit of a challenge. But I'm glad we did it. We get a weight break. There's some advantages to it. But so far, we're enjoying it a lot.
Talk about the inspiration for this paint scheme here. It's a beautiful Wood Brothers tribute car.
You know, my fiance and my kids actually picked the car number, and I wasn't thinking about what car number the 21 was, so I just Googled it quick, and I'm like, oh, duh, it's the Wood Brothers. And I thought, well, it's already a Ford body. How cool would it be to do a Wood Brothers, you know, paint scheme on it? And so that's kind of where we came up with the idea. And then I did not realize until I watched Daytona that Paul Menard was in the car. And as luck would have it, I show up at Nick Clement's Smoker and I win a Paul Menard racing suit. So I probably look like a Paul Menard super fan, but I promise that's not the case.
Sounds like the racing gods were on your side for this year.
I think so. You know, so far so good. The car's getting faster every week. We're learning more every week. It's just a different animal. I've never ran a Ford chassis. It's got a different rear end. There's just a lot of things that are different about this car versus a metric car, and we're hoping we can just keep making gains on it every week.
All right, as we do with all drivers before we interview, you get a chance to talk about your sponsors and who's helping you out in 2019.
Sure, yeah. First, the Vault, I mean, they've just been great to me. You know, they gave me way more than I ever figured and really helped us get going this year. Who else do we got? BNC Trucking, my partner in this deal, Claire Worthington Photography, Cooley Region Diesel out of Bangor, Perry Miller, which is actually an Amish guy, painted this race car for a sponsorship, so he did a great deal. J&L Collectibles donated some stuff to us. Gosh, who the heck am I forgetting? I'm sure I'm forgetting something.
Do you want to walk around the car?
Yeah, I better. Did we get everybody?
Bubba's Meat.
Bubba's Meat Market helped us out. They sponsored. Kling's Designs for sure knocked it out of the park with the vinyl. He matched the colors on the numbers, just did everything we wanted to do. So if you need any signs or graphics or vinyl work done, definitely get up to Kling's Designs in Holman.
That's Chris Grady in the beautiful Wood Brothers tribute car. Check him out at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway.
Great to hear again from Chris Grady. His beautiful fiance, by the way, I'm having dinner with this week. Why? Because I'm DJing their wedding in November.
Yeah, I heard you were making plans for that. And, you know, what a nice idea they all came up with that. I mean, that Wood Brothers car, tribute car, is just phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And pull a second place off, you know, like we said, after the interview, Radio Karma strikes again this week.
Hey, he's got it finally dialed in where he says, hey, I can really compete with Chris Weber and Jeff Thompson and mm-hmm. Tom Leithy. So we'll see what happens when they're back out there tonight. When we come back, we're going to let you know a little bit more about what's going on tonight. We're going to talk street stocks. We're going to have some history. And then we have to bring Paul in for the
Records Race Rewind.
That's all coming up next. Stay tuned. 1460 WBOG.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, the Blystone Towing and Recovery 50. Late models slug it out for 50 edge of the seat laps. The modified Dynex Legends and Bendis will keep you there. Gates open at 4, qualifying at 4:30. Green flag racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. Go online to dellsracewaypark.com for more info. The Blystone Towing and Recovery 50, tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Are you ready for the Ultimate Platter Challenge? Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. Our Ultimate Platter is loaded with pork, brisket, chicken, ribs, 3 sides, and 4 slices of bread. If you can eat it all, it's yours free. I'll even give you a certificate for another one you can share with your friends. So how about it? You ready to take the challenge? Stop by, check out the rules, and dig in. And oh yeah, that's a mouthful.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Thank you. Hi, race fans. This is Theron Race.
This is Ron Vandermeer Jr.
This is Levon Vandergeest.
This is Bill Breitfeld.
This is Steve Bachman.
This is Steve Carlson.
This is Mandy Eckelberg.
This is Mike Carlson.
This is Justin Malkin.
This is Jonathan Eckelberg. You're listening to the Days In Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul
on Cool Gold 1460.
WBOG.
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 Welcome back, race fans. The Days In Midwest Race Report on 1460 WBOG. Our attentions, again, will turn on local drivers for this part of the program. Our next guest is fresh off of a pole-sitting, feature-winning win, his first, which kind of shocked me, at the La Crosse Speedway last weekend in the behind the wheel of an Auto Value Street Stock. And that would be Smalls, Jonathan Burbach. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you on the program. I think you've been on the program every year since you started racing.
Not since I started racing. I wasn't on my first year when I ran Hornets.
Oh, that's right.
It wasn't until my second year with Street Stocks.
So it's been, what, 3-4 years in a row now?
This is year 5.
Jeez, man, I'm getting old. Wow.
Really they say the one. First thing to go is the memory there, Diker.
Well, as you saw the other day last week, my appetite's not gone, so I'm still on top.
Yep. Yes. Oh, did you see how I blasted him on Facebook?
No, it's I don't pay attention to anything. That, was,
that was good.
A 550-pound man and a 280-pound body.
If you just seen the meal that I had in Sparta last week, it'd have made a billy goat throw up.
Yeah, you can't say that it's the first thing to go is his memory because the first thing that went was his hair.
I still got some hair up there.
So yeah. Talk about your first feature victory in the street stock class. That had to be pretty cool.
Well, it was surprising to see myself sitting on the pole, and then I knew right from there if I didn't get a jump on Al Bartles, who was right outside me, I knew that I was just done. So I knew I had to get the jump on him, and from there it was just keeping everybody behind me and just run away as fast as I could.
And you know, one of the things about that night in particular was not only Al Bartles, you had 19 cars. You had to pick one of the largest features we've had in about a year and a half in the street stock class to, okay, I got to hold up Al Bartles. You know there's 5 or 6 other street stocks that have either won in the past or have consistent second and third place finishes. And you had to fight through a lot of lap traffic with some drivers that were new.
That was by about 10 to go. That's when I started hitting the lap traffic. And, yeah, that started making things real interesting because I'm watching the rear view seeing Larson coming up on me in the 98, the Monte Carlo.
Oh, yeah.
We had a little battle there the last few laps, so that was fun.
No. And, you know, 98 and 42 are almost automatics that you're going to see in your rear view mirror with about 5 to go.
Oh, yeah, every single time.
You know, and one of the things that made that feature really interesting is points leader Schammers.
Broke
5 right. laps in. He was sitting on the infield watching that. And then you got the 98 car coming up behind you. Looked like he was trying a little experiment with the old spare donut on the left rear trying to get through the corners. He was coming on a ton them last couple of laps.
Yeah, especially the last 4 or 5 there. All of a sudden, he was about a quarter lap back. The next thing I know, he's, you know, eighth of a lap back. Next thing I know, he's right on my rear bumper.
You know, they always say feature wins don't make champions all the time. But if you look at the Street Stocks point standings, Schammers breaking has now put Chris Larson in first place and by 14 points. So Schammers had the lead heading into Saturday night.
And the feature win puts Burbach in the top 5.
It puts him in the top 5, and you're only 22 out. And I'll tell you what, folks, a lot of people think, oh, wow, 22 points, that's going to be hard to make up. You've still got a lot of Street Stock racing to go, and 22 points is not that big of a margin.
No, it's really not. And the first 3 years, I finished in the – was it the first – maybe the third year was that off year, but the fourth year might have been. But those first few years, I finished top 3 never without a win at all.
Well, we go back to the Todd Corus rule, late model championship, and never had a feature win that year.
I still say you should give it back.
It's all about consistency.
Well, that's why he was Mr. Consistent, so I guess that could rub off on you then.
And then looking at third –
I had good training.
Justin Lapp Sr., of course, sitting third, which that's his best standings that he's ever had at La Crosse, coming off his win at Toma last Friday night.
Yeah, that feature win at Toma.
And luckily enough, Tristan Joskowski, after getting pounded at Toma, hopped into his dad's car after his dad's transmission is better. And his dad's car was one that he soldered a hole accidentally in the fuel cell, lost all of his fuel heading to turn one on Friday night last week. Mm-hmm. And because his dad gave up his car and his dad ran a minivan, Tristan finds himself fourth. But that's some great company right there is that top 5. Plus, there's some different names in there this year to compete with.
And I think that's going to change
Oh yeah.
Every week, it's a battle out there. There's a lot of really good, really new drivers that
you,
are out there.
You could see a Leech pop in there. You could see a Cheeto pop in there.
That, well, that's where Tristan Drazkowski's dad got the van from, was Cheeto.
Yeah, and then he because I saw it was blue in the parking lot because he was sending me pictures in the pits. It was blue. By the time they got it out there, they already had that thing painted. I thought, man, you guys are quick.
Yeah, I have to repaint that, too.
Speaking
that doesn't meet my standards.
Right. One of the interesting things about the Street Star Division at lacrosse is kind of like the little faction of teammates. Talk about your little faction, the No Limits Racing.
The No Limits Racing or the No Limits Motorsports? There's two factions.
Talk about your guys.
Because there's actually two built into one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No Limits Motorsports is more of an umbrella that it encompasses No Limits Racing, which is myself, Steve Brazda, and Clayton Cheeto Hessig. And then underneath that, you also have DZR Racing, which is Tristan Drazkowski, Matt Drazkowski, and Cameron Riggs. And if he ever comes back, Ian Zimmerman. And then also under that is Leech Brothers Racing, which is Alex and Zach Leech.
You know, the way you explain that, you could be a stockbroker.
Talking with Jonathan Burbach, otherwise known as Smalls, the feature winner with the six-cylinder class at the Lacrosse Speedway last weekend. And it's something Paul and I were talking about back and forth is it was different to see the top five, how they finished last week. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Jonathan sitting on the pole, well, that's not an automatic. Never is that an automatic. But you were impressed with the way he was going through lap traffic, especially with four or five new drivers out there.
Yeah, Jonathan really ran a great race. He was able to maneuver through the lap traffic very well. And, I mean, that's with his experience out there in the Street Sox, he's really one to watch every week.
You know, we had John on the program about 4 years ago in the Tower. And it was – who was all up there? It was you, it was Dan Ostoff.
Dan Ostoff.
Taylor Dobbs.
And John Madman Aaron.
And I told these guys I was so impressed on how they have taken ownership of that class. They're vinyling those cars when, you know, there's other people that just want them to come out rusty
Cheeto's
and cars, junk them.
Cheeto's car is magnificent this year.
Thank you.
Talk about – and let's go back 4 years – and I told you then, you guys are policing that thing. Talk about it 4 years later. Everybody wants their car to look sharp now. You guys set the precedence.
At first, it was, you know, just grab a car out of the junkyard and go and run it. And now it's to the point where everybody's battling for that best appearing at the end of the year.
And right now, there's a slew of them. Man. There's like 10 of them out there right now. That's a hard pick.
Cheeto's got this.
I don't know. Probably the one of the best. Because remember, John used to do the throwback from the movie, was it Cars? No.
Well, that was last year.
Yeah,
the Hudson
Hornet. Yeah. Yep.
You've always had because there's been about 2 years you've had the throwback scheme. This is your actual, this isn't a throwback. This has nothing to do with the movie.
No.
This was just you this year.
This was just something that, it's kind of a design that Cheeto found on a big track car, NASCAR. And I kind of took it and did my own variation and just made the cars look similar but different colors to make it very clear that we're teammates.
You know, he has that piece of tin that covers the sunroof. I think there should be a big fat smiley face up there.
No, that's the
you know, like back in the 70s, that smiley face that represented peace.
Yeah.
No, the whole roof's getting painted.
That's what he was telling me last week.
The paint jobs aren't done yet.
You know, I would think if his nickname is Cheeto, I can't believe they're in a Chester Cheetah on there somewhere.
Oh, just wait.
Copyright. TM.
Yeah, we got just a couple of minutes left here. One of the things we let drivers do every week with an interview is talk about their great sponsors helping them out. So who's helping you guys out this year?
This year, the big ones behind us are Bauerbilt Tire and Service out of Wisconsin. Well, pretty much everywhere.
Yep.
They've jumped on now for the second year in a row. And we have Boondocks Auto Repair out of Winona, another one of our big sponsors. Gives us a shop to work in and, you know, lifts whenever we need it, somewhere to store the cars. And because it takes a lot to maintain these cars, a lot more than it did 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And right now, that's the big ones. Don't really have much else, but we're always looking for more.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, if you're looking at sponsoring, and this is not an individual driver, you want to get a hold of Jonathan Burbach or anybody that's associated with No Limits Motorsports, you're going to be helping out a whole slew of drivers and several teams. And I do wear my hat that you've got on your head almost every other week on Saturdays.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Nice hat.
Almost every other week.
Jonathan Burbach, his name is Smalls. He is now in fifth in points, giving up a feature race win.
Finally a feature winner.
At the Street Stocks at the Lacrosse Speedway. You'll see him back out there in the next couple of weeks. When we come back here, we're going to talk a little bit about, well, we're going to flash back to history a little bit. Next on 1460 WBOG.
We issued the Ultimate Platter Challenge and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free and another one to share. The Ultimate Platter Challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Thomas Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, it's Fan Photo Night. Come early for pictures and autographs. Then see the mods, the sportsmen, the hobby stocks, and a full night of racing.
For schedules and more information, go to ThomasSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday night racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how 5 simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, here we go. Back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Well, we are back. Midwest Race Report brought to you by Days Inn. Billy Doc Niles and Radio Man Dan Donker standing by with a gentleman that I have wanted to meet for a long, long time. Pretty much since I was about 6, 7 years old when I first started watching racing and then, of course, race announcing and doing radio. And Billy Doc Niles, first time I've seen his car replica here at the Dick Trickle Memorial Celebration, and I'll give you the honors of introducing our next guest.
You know, this for me this week, this day has been like a kid in a candy store meeting legends, and once again, another legend shows up, the Black Knight, the legendary Hall of Famer, Johnny Begeman. Johnny, thanks for joining us. Has to bring back great memories for you coming up here and seeing everything going on today.
It really triggers you a lot. I drove over with the Super America sponsor, we're good friends, and he said, I've been thinking about this 2 weeks, and I could tell he was, because he brought back tons of memories, and that's what this does. They're all good memories. We're just saying, that was the best time of my life, the racing, and he said, I think mine too.
take us back to those days of when you guys got things started. I mean, obviously, to this point, you could have never imagined that the Knights would have been that big and Super America would have been that big, and of course Dick would have became that big. You would have never imagined that.
Not really. Dick, like I said, I think he's the best short track racer ever, but I got some friends that are younger, and I say that to them, and they've seen him in NASCAR where he was a little fish in a big pond, and he's, well, he ain't that good. I said, so I can't tell you how good he is, you know, and I mean, you know, it's just, you had to see that, to know that. And these guys in Wisconsin, I think they ran 5, 6 nights a week, and I ran like 2 nights a week, and 3 at the most at one time when in Minnesota, we didn't have that many tracks. So we were talking about that, and I says, you know, to try and do a job besides, this was a hobby.
yeah.
And then we talked about all the wins. Dick had the 67 and Tom, and I says, these guys don't even race that much this month. Just anymore, there ain't that many races, and they got different rules and stuff. I says, you know, it was a fun time, you know. It's just, the part I like better now, everybody buys the same parts. You got the same car, you got the same rule. Back then, you could go to a junkyard, buy parts, and you find something that really worked, and in a month everybody figured it out, but that was half the fun of it also, you know, so they were good times.
All right, so when they came out with the Knights concept, how did you end up becoming the Black Knight?
Well, the Black Knight, I was a Knight two years before they ever came up with the Knights. The late models at Elko were protesting, and they were going to drop slicks and run 60 series street tires. And they were going to go to Wisconsin and race the Dells and stuff, and they asked me to do it. So I asked Don, the sponsor, he said, I got to have you run here. This is, they didn't have stations over here. And he says, I said, how about let me just go to the Dells the first weekend and be a part of this? Because I didn't want to stab my guys in the back. Mm-hmm. And I did, and I blew a head gasket, so it didn't matter. But it cost me a track championship. I would have won the championship.
But
I lost enough points that I didn't do it. And so then I came back. But when we were talking about the sponsorship, he says, we're going to make you the black guy and you'll run somebody in the bumper. You'll be the bad guy. I says, they're going to think I'm the bad guy, the only late mile guy running here to start with. I don't want to really do this. But anyway, it started off a lark like that, and then it just kind of grew. And Dick, the first 2 years, I think I was second year, and midway through the year, Don used to, he went to college in Wisconsin. And he kind of watched dirt tracks. He always liked racing. But he says, I found a guy. I got a chance to sponsor. His name is Trickle. And I thought he was pulling my leg because I thought everybody knew who Dick Trickle was, the TV right. Supper Club and all this, you know.
Yeah.
And he wasn't pulling my leg because he watched dirt. He really didn't know who Dick was. And I says, God, he's just one of the biggest guys around. I says, you won't be sorry. And so he sponsored him. And then next year, then Tom and Dick were good friends, and Dick asked Don to sponsor Tom. So he brought him on, and that's when he came with the three knights. And it always surprised me, their colors were red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. And he never brought that up, but he was going to do a red, white, and blue, but he wanted Dick to be the red knight. Don't ask me why, but Dick didn't want to be the Red Knight. He seen Scarlet. He thought it was feminine or something. I don't really know what Dick thought. But anyway, we just stayed where we were then. And Dick said he had to be the White Knight because he was so pure.
One of my great memories of you three is that, speaking of the Super America sponsorship, you guys were way ahead of the curve when it come to promotional items. I remember Oktoberfest, the three of you on the front stretch throwing stuff into the crowd. During the break, I thought, you know, at the time I was a kid, like, wow, I got to catch one of them. But thinking back on that, now you guys were way ahead of the curve when it come to promotional stuff.
And that's where I give Don's pretty humble. He don't want to take credit for that. I says, we talked about it again on the way over. I says, you were way ahead of this stuff. I says, NASCAR, nobody gave posters away and signed them. I says, we were the first ones to do that. And
they were cool posters too, man.
Yeah, and then I says, so in the end, he designed all those. And then I said, throwing stuff to the crowds. I remember we had grill scrapers. We told the kids they were race car keys.
Big ones.
It was great for a kid. And then I said, we gave rides. They raffled off rides. I says, nobody did that. I says, you came up with all that. And it was good for me. You know, Dick and Tom were bigger names than I was because I raced two nights a week. They raced five. So it helped me, you know, when I went like Rockford. They didn't want to pay me any money. They paid Dick money to come, but then I got money to come, so I got on the bandwagon there. So it was good for all of us, I think, you know.
And then you come this many years forward, and you have a statue that you are proudly standing next to in the Trickle family. What does this day mean to you, being a part of the extended Trickle family?
I didn't do that much to help them. I've come over here and helped Tom raise some money and stuff, but I just think it's very deserving, and Dick deserves that memory. Like I said, I meant that when I said he's a short track champion of the world. I think he's the best ever was and ever will be. I just don't think there's any better. He just had something, you know, and it took me 5 years to win a late model championship. And when I won it, I thought, this is all there is, you know. and Dick kept himself motivated. As much as he raced, he was always motivated. And I couldn't keep that same motivation, you know. So, I mean, that takes something. And Dick was just a likable person. He was good to everybody and remembered everybody. And he'd have been successful no matter what he did.
Well, again, our interviews will continue here this afternoon from the Dick Trickle Memorial Celebration, the unveiling of the statue, the Black Knight. It's been a pleasure discussing racing with you. Wish we had more time, but it's been an honor to meet you as well.
Thank you. Same here, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty, more of the Midwest Race Report coming up next on BOG 1460 Cool Gold.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, the Blystone Towing and Recovery 50. Late models slug it out for 50 edge of the seat left. The modifieds, iNEX, Legends, and Bendis will keep you there. Gates open at 4, qualifying at 4:30. Green flag racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. Go online to dellsracewaypark.com for more info. The Blystone Towing and Recovery 50, tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the three amigos, Paul, Doc, and Dan, on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. It's 1460 WBOG. Radio man Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Knowles, Paul the Penguin Riker, hanging out with us in the studio is Smalls, Jonathan Furbach this week. You know, we had a great compliment. Was it last week, Bill, or 2 weeks ago?
A gentleman
from Illinois messaged us on our Days Inn Midwest Race Report Facebook page. First time he'd ever heard the show. He's been a race fan about 60 years and said how it was one of the most informative, delightful, stat-filled shows that he ever heard. So you actually got a kudo from someone from Illinois. I want to know, did the check bounce?
Not that I know of.
So that $5 you paid him was good?
Yeah, I think so.
It was all in pennies, man. Hey, and by the way, how cool was it, you know, a little bit of piece of history, you know, Johnny Bagaman in the last segment.
Yep.
Man, that's like a bucket list interview right there to get a legendary Hall of Famer like that. But it is that time of the week where we turn Paul Reichert loose. He scours his computer to find the winners from East Coast to West Coast, from North to South, even across the borders. It is now time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
All right, guys, we'll start with Thursday night at Kona. Brent Strelka won the Super Late Model feature. Brett Wenzel took the Late Model feature. The Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series had a big three-night show at Magnolia Motor Speedway in Columbus, Mississippi. The Clash of the Mag. Josh Richards won Thursday night. Jonathan Davenport was victorious Friday night. And Mike Marlar won the big show Saturday night. Friday at Madison, Alive for Five Round 2 taking place. Twin 50s for the Super Lates went to Skyler Holzhausen and Jonathan Island. Rusty Hansen scored his first ever NASCAR late model win.
Told you I saw Jonathan roll past my hotel.
And by the way, who was the overall winner after those two races?
The ultra-fast Casey Johnson.
That a boy.
There you go. Michael Truscott won the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. My favorite part of the segment every week. At the Norway Speedway up in WP. Season opener took place. Troy Nelson won the Super Late Model feature. Jay Potter won the Modified feature at Thomas Sparta. Advantage RV Modified Tour opened their season at I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Shane Sobraski scored the win. Arca ran at Pocono. 2 in a row for Ty.
Ty's starting to get the handle of that bad boy.
Yeah, you give him some money and a good car, and that's a whole different story.
Yep, Big 8 Late Model Series finally got their season started. Hawkeye Downs, Clash of the Downs 5. Nick Egan scores his first ever Big 8 win.
Whoa, cool.
Yes. So the Challenge Series opened their season at Brown County Speedway in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Kent Arment scored the victory. Brandon Overton won the World of Outlaw Late Model race at Cochran, Georgia. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars put dirt down the quarter mile at the Nashville Fairgrounds and ran a two-night show there.
Holy cow.
Donnie Schatz won Friday night and Shane Stewart Saturday night. Saturday at Cedar Lake, James Glossy took the NASCAR late model feature. Jake Timm, the NASCAR modified feature. Dan Gellickson, the USRA late model feature. At Deer Creek, Dustin Sorensen won the USRA modified feature. At the Dells, reigning track champ Nick Nolan won the late model feature and Billy Preetzel took the modified feature. Elko saw Michael Ostek and Owen Giles win the NASCAR late model features at Jefferson. Sean Scheel won the late model feature. Terry McCarroll won the 410 sprint feature at Knoxville. here at La Crosse, three in a row for Nick Pinitsky in the NASCAR.
Yeah, he had to work for that one.
Yes, he did. Marshfield, CWRA Stars Legends Tour taking place. The twin features went to Jeff Weinfurter and Andrew Morrissey.
What?
Yes.
No King?
No.
I'm going to leave my comments to myself.
Okay. There. At Rice Lake, Kevin Buzzy Adams took the Wasota late modified feature. Nick Anvilink won the late model feature at Chono. Jerry Walensky, the IMCA modified feature. Advantage RV modified toward Viking Speedway in Alexandria, Minnesota. That went to Dan Ebert. Ken Roxon and Eli Tomac flicked the 450 motos of the AMA Pro Motocross event at Lakewood, Colorado. Ken Roxon, the overall winner. American Canadian toured Autodrome Chaudière in Valley Junction, Quebec, Canada. Rich Dubow scored the victory.
All right, a Canadian name, too.
Yes. NASCAR K&N Pro E Series at Memphis Motor International Raceway, the former Memphis Motorsports Park. Chase Caffrey, the winner. Sam Mayer, fourth. Derek Krause, fifth. Northwest Super Late Models at South Sound Speedway in Tenino, Washington. First-time winner alert, Chad Hinkle. Michael Chilton won the Southern All-Stars race at Richmond, Kentucky. U.S. Modified Touring Series at Tri-State Speedway in Pocola, Oklahoma. Hunter Marriott, the winner. Wasota Challenge Series at Miller, South Dakota. That went to Don Shaw. Brandon Shepard won the World of Outlaw Late Model race at Lancaster, South Carolina. And the third annual U.S. Short Track Nationals taking place at Bristol Saturday night. Steven Nassi won the Super Late Model feature and the Gunslinger. Mike Skinner won the Pro Late Model feature.
Wow, they wrecked some cars at that thing. Did you
what
see
was the
highlights?
Coolest thing about Bristol were the Hornets.
Oh, yeah, the
that
compacts,
were invited
yeah.
to the race. I was watching their videos all week long. So many names that I've announced with the Midwest Compact Series here, what, the past 5 or 6 years. Yep. It was really hard to see some of these guys breaking. I thought Kyle Stark was going to have a solid shot at winning that thing. He took two cars with him, broke both of them.
Oh.
But I want to give good kudos to every driver from this area that took the long trek out to Bristol, because that's a dream come true.
Yeah.
And it's like we talked in segment one about the Milwaukee Mile. Some of these guys will never, ever get another chance to run Bristol or even run the Milwaukee Mile, and that was just the coolest thing.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we'll let you know what's on deck for a – it's going to be a hot one today, folks, so get the H2O out. It's going to be hotter at the La Crosse Speedway. We're going to let you know what's coming up on the schedule next on WBOG.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right. The Thomas Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, it's Fan Photo Night. Come early for pictures and autographs. Then see the mods, the sportsmen, the hobby stocks, and a full night of racing.
For schedules and more information, go to ThomasSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday Night Racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
We issued the Ultimate Platter Challenge, and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free, and another one to share. The Ultimate Platter Challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, the Blystone Towing and Recovery 50. Late models slug it out for 50 edge of the seat laps. The modifieds, iNext Legends, and Bandits will keep you there. Gates open at 4, qualifying at 4:30. Green flag racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells, on Highway 12 and 16. Go online to dellsraceway.com for more info. The Blystone Towing and Recovery 50, tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Our final segment on the day before we get to skedaddle to the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Again, it is going to be a warm one this afternoon into the early evening, and make sure you hydrate yourself quite well. Tell you what, I had a grand view of the sunset at the La Crosse Speedway, not only 2 weeks ago, but last Saturday was even better than ones I've seen in quite a while. It is so cool to see cars between turns 3 and 4 when that sun is just about halfway in the sky and halfway below the wall.
The one problem with that is coming off of turn 2, no matter what vehicle you're in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. That is blinding. That is blinding.
Do you ever close your eyes and just know where you're at?
You have to have a lot of faith in the guy next to you that you're going to make it out of turn 2 because that sun is just blinding coming off of 2.
ARCA Midwest Tour, Midwest Trucks, Mid-American Stock Cars, Upper Midwest Vintage Series, and the Vintage Indy Registry are going to be coming up Sunday, June 16th.
Racing starts at
1 o'clock. It's Father's Day. Admission is between $25 and $30. Children under 11 are 5. I just found out that I gave you folks a website where you can get tickets last week because we were looking at, the sold-out areas. The Wisconsin State Fair Park now also has a link to buy tickets for this huge Father's Day 100.
There we go.
WIStateFair.com. Really easy to do. WIStateFair.com. It's called ARCA Midwest Tour at the Milwaukee Mile, and you can get your tickets right through there as well.
Hey, and next week we'll go over the entry list for that and talk about some of the drivers.
It's been, and I did talk to Kenny Hutchins on Wednesday, and after we found that Dan Iverstad's Mike Miller throwback is going to be entered, I should have.
Who's driving it, Dan?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I should have a good list of the entire entry list of who's going to be driving the Vintage Series. There was something else. Talk about who's racing tonight, Billy, because I also found out another car that's going to be there that I don't have a lot of knowledge on, but you guys might.
All right. Well, of course, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, it is definitely hashtag Short Track Saturday Night. Check out everybody in the Midwest going on here. Dell's Raceway Park tonight, one of our great sponsors. 4 divisions featuring their late model, 6 p.m. first green flag. Rockford Speedway going to have 6 big divisions plus the original Trailer Race of Destruction. First green flag at 7:07. Jefferson Speedway, late models headlining 6 divisions there. 7 p.m. the first green flag tonight. Marshfield Super Speedway, it's the Bev Ashenbrenner Memorial featuring the Tundra Super Late Models, 3 support divisions, 7 p.m. for the green flag there. Elko Speedway, 5 divisions going off practice at 5 o'clock, first green flag drops at 6 p.m. And then, of course, right here in our backyard here in the La Crosse area, Late Model Sportsman, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, and Kids Rides. Kids Rides start right after qualifying. First green flag drops at 7:30. Get out and support your local short track.
This race at the Milwaukee Mile on Father's Day is so big. One of the vintage entries that I found is Art Furman and car owner Ronnie Lewis have found an entry to bring back the Fred Lorenzen Tribute Ford.
Oh, nice.
Furman just was inducted in the Illinois Stock Car Hall of Fame. The Lorenzen Ford has been in the Hall of Fame for years, and they just were inducted in March of this year. Lorenzen's legacy in Milwaukee will always be remembered when he won the 2 150-mile races in the 58 Championship and the 59 Governor's Cup 250, adding 2 championships in a row. That catapulted Lorenzen to NASCAR. He joined owners Holman and Moody, made history becoming NASCAR's golden boy. Fred was the most popular NASCAR driver in 63 and 64. He also is in the Illinois and NASCAR Halls of Fame. And Fred bought got another award. So this is the Fred Lorenzen tribute car. Fred, prior to this year's Daytona 500, was voted as the distinguished driver in the 27th annual Living Legends ceremony.
Nice.
So think of the history behind this tribute Ford.
The history. Yeah,
first time he's been back at the mile since 2007.
It's incredible. I'm at a loss for words, man. That's going to be too cool.
I was going to bring that up last week. So that's why the entry list for the Upper Midwest Vintage Series, I couldn't even tell you how many cars that's going to be. I mean, this could be Oktoberfest times 10.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, you just showed us Dan Navarrete's Mike Miller tribute car. I don't know if Johnny Gilbertson's going to have the Tom Reffner car.
There's got to be at least 2, 3, 4, 5 Reffner and Trickle and
the Marzovka tribute car.
Why? And I'm sure Moose Peterson's car. Mm-hmm. Why has there never been A Johnny Bagaman throwback car.
There is a Johnny Bagaman throwback car.
Why is it raced?
I don't know. Which, I talked to the owner while we were at the Dick Tricker Memorial Project.
Well, I knew that one.
We may see it at Oktoberfest.
No one's ever raced one. Why? Why is it always Trickle that's got one every single year? Not knocking Dick, of course.
Who knows?
Can't answer it, but we may like see it at that Oktoberfest. Bagaman car.
Yeah. Lacrosse Speedway tonight, 6:15 is qualifying. You can also watch live qualifying on KQEGTV.com. Paul and I will be there. We'll be back on the mic at 7 o'clock, and we've got a good treat for you tonight. Of course, there's going to be a lot of rubbing and banging and crashing with the world-famous second-of-the-line novelty race. That's always going to be a good one. And who else do we have at lacrosse tonight?
Oh, we got the late models, the sportsmen, the hobby stocks, the Hornets, and, of course, kids rides right after qualifying.
Back-to-back weeks of kids rides. Want to thank all of our sponsors of the program.
Yeah, of course, Big Boar Barbecue, Dell's Raceway Park, Toma Sparta Speedway, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, ow! FansArena.com, JNL Collectibles, TheGlassCarver.com. Could not do it without any of these sponsors. We thank you and appreciate you all so much for being on the show this year.
For Paul Reichert and Billy Doc Niles and Radio Man Dan Dyker, we will see you on the mic tonight at the Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. And, of course, if you need more information, it's lacrossespeedway.com or look him up on Facebook. That's going to do it for the Days in Midwest Race Report show right here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days in Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days in Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. O'Reilly's Auto parts, better prices every day. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.